Legislation that would strip police oversight boards of their subpoena powers has passed the Tennessee House of Representatives. But the fight is not over. Significant differences with the state Senate remain. WPLN's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports.
Oversight boards such as the 30-year-old one in Knoxville have the power to issue subpoenas in cases of police misconduct. But so far, that board hasn't used its subpoena power, notes Knoxville Representative Bill Dunn.
And I just think of the analogy, you know, if you have a child and they're making straight A's and doing everything right, and then suddenly you come in and say, we're going to take your cell phone away because something might happen. Some injustice there.
But the sponsor of the bill, Republican Representative Michael Curcio, says the reason why the Knoxville board has worked so well is because they haven't used their subpoena power. He says that if they do, things could change.
What we've seen from best practices across the country is that when a board of this nature uses a subpoena power like that, it undermines their ability to get their stated work done.
The Senate version of the bill would allow subpoenas as long as an independent investigator hired by the board or law enforcement asks for them. Lawmakers have to work out that major difference before it reaches Governor Bill Lee's desk. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez-Beltran.